The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Chaver Va'ad HaRabbonim Mishmeres Kohanim and Merkaz Halacha of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Kitten Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis brings a memory of Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said that Botzron, the song, picked the Bikurim off a tree, the Shigam Biyat Shliach, and he sent it with the Shliach to go to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Shliach died on the way. Maybe they in the curry. He could bring the Bikurim, but he cannot do Kriyas Bikurim. Shnema, the Pasuk says, L'kachta ve'evesa, ashtel l'kicha v'avok ha'echod. There's a drasha that the taking the l'kicha of the Bikurim and the bringing of the Bikurim has to be done the same way. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina has a drasha from the Pasuk. The halacha is that if the Shliach brings Bikurim, the Shliach cannot do Kriyas Bikurim. Taiz asked the Kasha, Taiz, the last Taiz in the Amud, maybe ve'in the curry asked, v'neima yirkavu, we should say that these Bikurim should rot, that they should not be kosher to be brought for Bikurim. Because the Gemara says in Malkus Daf Chesed on days, the Hivrish Bikurim Kardim Achag, if someone separated Bikurim before Sukkot, if Avaralei Achag, and Sukkot comes and passes, Yirkavu, it can no longer bring the Bikurim. They have to rot, they are not kosher for Bikurim. If he wants to bring Bikurim, maybe he can bring other fruit for Bikurim, but these fruit cannot be brought for Bikurim. And the reason is because from the Zman of Bikurim, from Shavuos until Sukkot, one could bring Bikurim and do Kriyas Bikurim. Read the Parsha of Bikurim. Of Rami Avidovim by Bikurim. From after Sukkot until Chanukah, one can still bring the Bikurim, but he cannot do Kriyas Bikurim. Since these fruit were picked before Sukkot, designated as Bikurim before Sukkot, so they were fit to be done with Kriyas Bikurim. So although there is such a concept as bringing Bikurim without Kriya, without reading the Parsha, like we see if anyone brings Bikurim after Sukkot, between Sukkot and Chanukah, however, since these fruit were fit to have Kriyas Bikurim done on them, because they were designated already before Sukkot, they're nearer the Kriya, they're Roy for Kriya of Nidchon, they got pushed away because now Sukkot came and passed and it's too late. We have a rule that called Roy Labila, Ain Bila Ma Kavasboy. The Choshe Ain Roy Labila, Tais brings something that's not Roy Labila, Bila Ma Kavasboy. What does that mean? It really comes from Menachos. The halacha is that a mincha is a combination of cellulose and shemen, the flour and oil, and the flour and oil do not have to be mixed. However, if one puts too much flour into the Kli to the point that Chazal felt that he would not be able to mix the flour and the oil, even if he would try to, if it's more than 60 isarim, 61 isarim, he puts into a kli, and he tries to bring it for mincha, since it's not possible to have a proper bila, to mix together the flour and the oil, the halach is then all of a sudden bila ma'akavis, but the fact that it's not mixed is ma'akiv, and the apostles is cover mincha. It's cover mincha, is not kosher. Because anything, any flour and oil that's brought for mincha, that's fit to have bila, fit to have the flour and oil mixed, Ain bila ma kevitz, but you don't have to mix it. In reality, it's kosher if you don't mix it. But if you're going to bring a mincha, there's no way you can possibly mix it. The proportions and the amounts are as such. There's no way you can do bila. There's no way you can mix it. Then bila ma kevitz, but then it's absurd. It disqualifies a mincha, the fact that bila cannot be done in it. So it's the same idea by Bikurim. Kriyas Bikurim is not ma'akav. You can bring Bikurim without doing Kriyas Bikurim, without reading the parasha of Bikurim. However, somebody who designates Bikurim, which could have Kriyas Bikurim done in them, and then something happens that now it cannot have Mikra Bikurim, cannot have Kriyas Bikurim taking place, that passes the Bikurim. It's no longer kosher for Bikurim, because now it's ain't a roi, it's not roi for Kriyas Bikurim, for Mikra of Bikurim, that passes the Bikurim. So if the Bikurim is designated before Sukkot, and now it's after Sukkot, since these Bikurim were roi, they were fit to have Kriya done, and now you're not going to do Kriya, the Kriya passes them. So Taisa says it should be the same thing with the Shliach. If the Shliach is the one who picked the fruit of the tree and brought them for Bikurim on behalf of the Baalim, then it's good. You'll have the bringing of Bikurim without the Parsha of Bikurim being read, without Mikra Bikurim, without Kriyas Bikurim. However, if the Baalim, if the owner himself, takes it off the tree and designates it as Bikurim, and then he sends it to a Shliach, since this could have been done in a way that it could have been Kriyas Bikurim, and now the reading of Bikurim is not going to take place, that should pass, that should disqualify these Bikurim. Taisa's tariff basically is, the Anachanami, the truth is, if the Baalim takes it himself and he's planning to bring himself, and then a Shliach wants to bring them, he cannot do it through a Shliach. But since it was nearer the Kriya, it was fit to have Kriyas Bikurim done. The only way for it to work now is Bikurim, is with Kriyas Bikurim. You cannot have it bring in a way that Kriyas Bikurim would not be possible. However, if the Chachilah picked it off the tree and designated Bikurim planning on doing it through a Shliach, so it was never really meant to have Kriyas Bikurim, so then it's kosher. And he says the same thing, if you pick it before Sukkot, planning on bringing it first after Sukkot, it will be kosher. You can bring it after Sukkot without Kriyas Bikurim, without the Kriya, without the reading. But if you, the Chachilah planned to bring it before Sukkot, and it could have had Kriyas Bikurim, and then Sukkot comes, and passes that you did not bring it yet, it's too late, you cannot bring it afterwards, because since it was meant to have Kriyas Bikurim and now it cannot have, it gets disqualified, it gets tossed. We find this concept of Kol Sheroi Lubila Ein Bila Ma'keves Boi, Shein Roi Lubila Bila Ma'keves Boi, in many places in Shas, in many places in the Gemara. Most of the places that we have it are things that are not Negila Ma'isa nowadays. For example, like we said with the Kara Minchot, the flour and the oil, and like with Bikurim, we don't bring Bikurim nowadays. You also find it by some halachas, which do technically pertain nowadays, but they're very rare. By chalitza, the halacha is that the man and the woman who are doing chalitza, someone is nifta and doesn't have any children, so his brother can either do yibum, can marry the sister-in-law, or you can do chalitza, taking off the shoe. It's the whole procedure described in Gemara Yevamos, how to avoid having to do the mitzvah yibum. The whole mitzvah of chalitza can be done, came out to this lady that she can now marry anyone else. And there's certain things that the man and the lady are supposed to say. Va'amar, va'amar, it says in the parasha of chalitza, certain things they're supposed to say. But halacha is they do the process of chalitza silently without saying these things. The chalitza is kosher. However, in Elim or Elemus, the Gemara says in Yevamos that's Kuftal, that according to Reb Zera's rule of Koshein Roi Lubila Bila Ma'keves Boi, a mute, if either the man or the lady is a mute and they cannot say the things that are supposed to be said by chalitza, they cannot do chalitza. Even if a regular person would do it silently, it would work. But since these people cannot speak, they cannot do that mirror, they cannot do the saying that has to be said, their chalitza is not good. Similarly, there's a shayla in the Gemara Darim in the Dafayim Gimel, Perknam Rosa, if for a man to annul the nether of his wife, do a far as the Darim, does he have to hear about the nether, or can he just be made for the nether with the assumption that he knows that she may have made a nether that day and he wants to cancel a nether? And the Gemara says that it's possible that even if he does not need Shmir, he does not have to hear the nether in order to be able to be made for the nether, in order to cancel a nether. However, a cherish person who's deaf, who cannot hear, he would not be able to do a far as the Darim, he would not be able to cancel a nether of his wife. Even though a regular person clearly does not have to hear the nether, but since the cherish, the deaf person, cannot hear, he's not able to hear, so his afaras adarim is not going to be good. It's worse because he's someone who cannot have a kiyum of what says in the Torah of a shama isha that often hears about, he cannot hear whatsoever, so he cannot do afaras adarim. But chalitza is not so common, afaras adarim is not so common, we don't really have these things so much in our society. But there is one area of halacha that this rule comes into serious play. The Gemara is mevor kedushin that chafayim and alos, that when a person is toivel, a person is toivel in the mitzvah, the inside of the mouth does not have to get wet. That's considered the inner part of the body, it's called a basastarim, inner part of the body, and does not have to get wet in the mitzvah. They do not have to open their mouth in the mitzvah. However, the Gemara says it's a rule of kosher, in the royal bilo bilo ma'kevus, but it's a rule of abzera. And therefore the Gemara says that the inside of the mouth has to be able to get water in it. And the Gemara says there was a story of Shivcha of Rabbi, of Rebida and Nasi, that she was toivel, and afterwards they found a bone, they found something stuck between her teeth, and Rabbi said she has to be toivel again. It's through Rabbi Tfilah Acheres. Rabbi said she has to do another tfilah. Because even though the inside of the mouth does not have to get wet, the beta storm, the inner parts of the body do not have to get wet. However, they have to be royal with the smile. It has to be possible for water to get inside of them. And therefore, a person who is tovel, even halachal mice nowadays, the issue is tovelis, a lady who goes to a mikvah to become tar, to become mutter, the halach is that she cannot have any chatzitzas in her mouth, between her teeth. Because if, even though the water does not have to get inside her mouth, if there's a chatzitz inside her mouth, that even if she would open her mouth, the water would not be able to get on all her teeth and on the inside of her mouth properly, that passes her tefillah, disqualifies her tefillah. Similarly, the Gemara says, "Nida samachvav on a base." Amar Rav, a Rav said, "A member, la'ulam la'am la'adam b'sach base." So, first, Rav was teaching inside his home. Steisha madiuch base k'matam in mind that she should wash off before she's tovel. She wash off the folds of her body in water to make sure there's no dirt or sweat ball stuck over there. The underarms, the base, the area between the legs, those places where things get stuck, even though over there could be water does not have to actually get in these places, does not have to be open for water to get. However, they have to be able to get water in them. The Gemara says, and he to be a smile of the though they don't have to actually get water in them, the Gemara brings a price of it, it's a kmotam, it's a stomach, those places don't need to get wet, but roi will be a smile of the they have to be able to get wet. Kozer of Zer is member, that's something that's not roi for bilo, bilo makavis bai, a cover mincha that you cannot mix the flour and oil, now it becomes a problem that you didn't mix it, even though usually we don't care. So here also, even though these parts of the body do not have to get wet when one goes in the mikvah, however, if they cannot become wet, if there's chatzitza there, there's dirt there, or a chatzitza, some other chatzitza between the teeth, or in the base of storm, base of Arab, in any of these places, base of Shech, in any of these places, then it disqualifies the tefillah, and tefillah is not good. Halacha has major ramifications in Shulchan Aruch, halacha of chatzitza, in Yerdeis, in Mekuv Tzadiches, Mekuv Tzadites, in some Mekuv Tzadiches, Sif Chavdal, it says through her lapsa chanel, that she has to brush her teeth, clean her teeth, shleim never chaytish, not made a chatzitza between her teeth before she's tovel. Brush her teeth, preferably floss her teeth, shem tovel, nizah, shem dover, double glam, she's tovel, but after something is stuck between her teeth, well, also about tefillah, tefillah is not good. The Shach brings, the Bach says, that she doesn't have to, it's just a good idea for her to brush her teeth before. Because otherwise, there might be a chatzitza found after, it'll disqualify her tefillah. The Shach says, no, it could be a chiv. It's a chiv, but she has to brush her teeth before to avoid having a chatzitza between her teeth. The Yesh Noigis, Machaber says, is a minute, Shtoy Lach HaBos, not to eat meat on the day of the tefillah, because meat and chicken get stuck between the teeth more than other foods. Poskim say nowadays we can extend it to other foods like a stomach fit. Popcorn and Isha should not eat on the day of a tefillah. So it's a hard thing to get out. Even if you're going to brush and try to clean it afterwards, it's hard to get it out. If there's a chatzitza between the teeth, there's some strings of meat or a piece of popcorn stuck between the teeth, which is tevil, tefillah is not good. And the chavos is minig yofo, it's a good minig, and we have this minig. The Tav says that the Shabbos, the Yom Tov, we allow them to eat meat and chicken. Poskim say nowadays any Sus mitzvah, anywhere she goes to a chasna or shevrach, not to shoot tevil afterwards, a shanarabba, to the sperm. Any Sus mitzvah should eat meat and afterwards be tevil. However, she, assuming that she brushes her teeth properly in between. So a regular weekday, they did not eat meat or chicken on the day of the tefillah because of the fact they're afraid they'll get stuck into their teeth. Even though she's going to brush her teeth, her fear won't come out. After she brushes her teeth, get ready for the tefillah, she's not eat anything. Drinking is fine because that's not get stuck between her teeth. But eating is a problem after she brushes her teeth. She cannot eat before the tefillah. This presents an issue sometimes to people who like to make early Shabbos in the summer. So the brushing of the teeth has to be done before Shabbos. However, the tefillah cannot be done until after Tzeis Kachovim. Until not, until Tzeis Kachovim, be 50 minutes after Shkia, whatever time in different places, different halakim, how long after Shkia the tefillah could be. People make early Shabbos. The reason why they do it is because they want to eat the suda at an earlier hour. And here she already brushed her teeth. And now she's going to be tefillah first later on, after Tzeis Kachovim. She's not going to be able to eat the Shabbos suda in between. So that's something one would have to ask a shiloh about. Generally speaking, one who has a tefillah falling off Friday night would not make early Shabbos. If it's extenuating circumstances, one can ask a shiloh about. Maybe there's ways in which it could be done. But the general rule is to try to avoid making early Shabbos if there's tefillah taking place on Friday night. Because of this issue, a food getting stuck between the teeth. Because it's Shabbos, we generally even allow eating meat or chicken on Shabbos. It's more of an issue of food getting stuck between the teeth. The law says in Sif Cafe, and Moya Dicha Beis HaStorm, Beis HaKamot Mishla, if she, let's say she forgot, she did not wash out the Beis HaStorm, Beis HaKamotim, these places that Rava said that's advisable to wash out before the tefillah, and she did not wash these places out before the tefillah, the underarms and the Makam Ha'erva, these places, then you find the chasitza afterwards, but also the tefillah is not good. However, if you did not find the chasitza over there, the mere fact that she did not take care of washing out before and checking before, that is not possible with tefillah. If you check afterwards, you find that there's no chasitza's there, then it's not good. Even if she did not check it before, there's various reasons given by the Achrayim why this is true, because other parts of the body she does have to check before the tefillah, and she does not check any part of her body. She does not do any chafifa, any inaguf. She does not check herself. She just jumps in the mikvah and comes out. Even if after this we don't find any chasitzas, we're afraid there were chasitzas on her during the tefillah, which could annul and cancel and topple the tefillah, and we did not let her, we did not allow the tefillah to work. We make her check herself again and go into the mikvah one more time. However, by the Beis HaStorm, in these places, we're more meikal. The Shach says that since it's more kal, it doesn't really need the word to get there, it just has to be right for the word to get there. So if she did not check before, even though we strongly recommend it, could be the Shach said Zachir for the check before, if she forgot or did not have a chance to check these places before the tefillah, then she goes to the mikvah, we do not pass for the tefillah but the Yevon. There's a shayla altogether when we showing them this halacha that the kavya chasitza of the Beis HaStorm, if it's the raisa or drabonon, because if there is a halacha, does it apply with the raisa by tefillah or drabonon? So you saw the raisa, the tefillah says it's drabonon. However, definitely look at tefillah such a halacha that she has to check herself before the tefillah. She should not check herself before the tefillah in these places, even though in the other parts of the body she did not check them. The tefillah is not kosher. If she checked the rest of her body and just not checked inside of her mouth, she didn't have a chance to brush her teeth. Or did not check other parts of it, which have a din of Beis HaStorim before the tefillah. And then she's tovah and she comes out with no chatzitzas on her. So then we said that we can make it with the Yevon. We said the Shach says it's more kal because it doesn't really have to go away. Just to be right with the Yasmayim, the Shach himself brings from the Levush and the Yom Tov, and they say that any chatzitzas that was there probably would not have fallen off during or after the tefillah, because things usually get stuck there, they don't come off. So right now we see there's no chasitzas, so then it's good. The Taz and Simukup Tzai says a similar reason. He says, unlike the chasitzas who have gotten on there to begin with, chasitzas don't usually gather in these places. However, if each does have a chasitzas inside their mouth, or in any other place that does not have to technically get wet during the tefillah, if there's a chasitzas there during the tefillah, it does pass the tefillah. The tefillah is not good. This is a practical manifestation of this halacha of Rebzera, that he says in Menachos, so even though a mincha does not have to have the flour and the oil mixed, does not need bilov, however, if it's not royal bilov, if it's not possible to do a bilov, the bilov is ma'akas, the bilov passes it. This applies, like we said, by bikurim, although you do not have to do mikra bikurim, you can bring bikurim after sukkahs without reading the bikurim, or any time, bring even before sukkahs, you did not read the parasha of bikurim. The ring of bikurim is good. However, bikurim, which could have been brought in a way that could have mikra bikurim, and now something happened that it cannot have mikra bikurim, like a shliach brought it, or like you designate for sukkahs, not sukkahs came and passed, this would tassel the whole bikurim, and the bikurim would not be good. And the same applies over here by the tefillah. That tefillah does not need water to get into the mouth. However, if there's a chatzitza in the mouth, something stuck between the teeth, and water cannot have gotten and covered the whole area of the mouth, so then the tefillah is not good, and the tefillah is possible.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.